What are some of your best memories in general with the Raiders and the passion around this organization?
Well, the best memories, I mean, there's a lot of them, but the number one that sticks out for me was the Kansas City game in Kansas City. I mean, there were so many, implications in that game, and just so many, we hadn't beat Kansas City in Kansas City for a number of years. It was a New Year's Day game. We were behind, we were down, and, fought back, and I probably had one of the most memorable runs of my career there. That one sticks out. And then, of course, the Super Bowl, didn't quite get the win, but that, you still have to relish that moment to go to the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah. What was Super Bowl week like for you? Because clearly the guys this week didn't get the same kind of Super Bowl week you guys got.
No. Same. It was a little different. But it was awesome. I mean, it's all the things you dream of as a kid. You grow up watching the Super Bowl. I mean, and you grow up watching the entire week, right? You watch the interviews. And you watch all the things. And so now you're at the point where you're in it. You have the possibility of getting to say that famous line. I'm going to Disneyland, right? My name being Wheatley, I've always dreamed about being on a Wheaties box. I had a chance to do, a possibility of being that. So it was awesome. It was just an incredible deal. The week in terms of the interviews, to just being with your guys and everybody living that dream. And then for me and a few guys, it was really kind of special because longtime Raider great and the face of the Raiders at that point in time was Tim Brown, had never been. So you was playing for something bigger, and it was at practice. You just kind of felt, we got to do this for Tim.
Tyrone Wheatley's with us. He's the head coach at Morgan State. He's coached all over college and the NFL, and he's a former Raider who played was there for Super Bowl 37. Did you get any inklings during the week that maybe something could come unraveled, or was the Barrett Robinson just a complete freaking shocker out of nowhere?
I think it was just a complete shocker. There was nothing that shown or anything that kind of gave us a, implication that something would happen. Everything was running smooth. Everything was clicking on all cylinders. We were having great practices. Like I said, the camaraderie is great amongst all the guys. Just didn't see nothing like that coming. Just didn't know.
And for younger listeners, Barrett Robbins kind of went AWOL at the start of the weekend and, was then out for the game. You had your backup center in there, and it's hard to believe, but – we talk about players' effects on a game. Barrett Robbins, clearly was the linchpin on that offensive line because you guys were a great, great running team, like a top five running team in the National Football League, and you just couldn't run the ball. I think the total number for the game was 19 yards rushing against the Buccaneers. Do you believe that was Barrett Robbins being out, or was the Buccaneers' defense just extra prep for you guys?
Well, you don't want to take anything away from the Super Bowl champions. They came in well prepared. I mean, they did have our former head coach, right? So he did have a kind of an inside trader deal on us. But I would tell you this, Adam Tue played a really great game. And I think we didn't run the ball as much as we should have or had planned to. So that played a big number into it as well. But I think the shocker and the surprise of what Barrett Robbins, the absence of Barrett Robbins, I think that did play a significant role. But we didn't run the ball as much as we should have.
Yeah, in a week like that, distractions are not good, especially a major distraction, and that's hard to overcome. Tyrone Wheatley's with Cofield & Company here in Las Vegas. Super Bowl trip. The Raiders wound up losing 48-21, but, you never forget your experience at the Super Bowl. What was the difference for you between coaching styles of Callahan and Gruden?
Well, Gruden was more of a matchups guy. I would say collar down type guy. He was real fun, energetic. Callahan was more pragmatic, systematic, very, very straight. But also a great schemer because he was our coordinator during the years of Gruden, right? So he was also a great mind, did a great job getting us to where we needed to go. He was the spirit. He spearheaded that game against Pittsburgh where Rich Gannon threw for all those yards and set records. So, but I think that was the biggest difference between the two coaches.